Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
I'd like to go to the Marian Shrine of Aparecida and find out more about it with Emma McCarthy again.
Our Lady of Aparecida is the patron saint of Brazil, represented by a statue of the Virgin Mary located in the Basilica of Aparecida in the state of São Paulo. In Portuguese, the name is Nossa Senhora de Conceição Aparecida. In English, Our Lady of the Conception who appeared. The shrine is the most visited in Brazil and one of the most visited in the entire Catholic world. As the patron saint of Brazil, Our Lady of Aparecida is also remembered by a national holiday, which is celebrated each year on October 12th. But the story of Our Lady of Aparecida begins in far back 1717. That year, news arrived at the village of Guarantingueta that the Count of Assumar, governor of the province of São Paulo, would be passing by the village on his way to Vila Rica. Thus, the village chieftain sent three fishermen, Domingos Garcia, Felipe Pedroso, and João Alves, to find fish in the Paraíba River for a banquet to offer the Count. These men went down to the river but found nothing. After many unsuccessful attempts, they finally arrived at a place called Porto Idagatsu. João Alves threw his net into the water at that point, and there he brought back a statue of Our Lady, but without a head. He threw his net in again, and soon reeled in the head of the statue. After that, according to the legend, the fish arrived in abundance for the three humble fishermen, and their nets were soon full. According to most sources, the image had been sculpted by a man known as Fray Agostino de Jesus, a monk from São Paulo known for his ability in artistic sculpture. The image, fished out of the waters of the Paraíba River, was less than 3 feet tall and must have been underwater for years, considering it was dated back to 1650. The statue was dark brown in colour and covered by a stiff robe of richly embroidered thick cloth, so that only the Virgin's hands and face can be seen. For the next 15 years, the statue remained with Felipe Pedroso's family, and neighbours of the man came to venerate it. Slowly, a cult began to grow, and, according to the story, many prayers were answered. The fame of the extraordinary powers of Our Lady soon spread throughout the vast country of Brazil. The family were forced to build a prayer chapel, which soon became too small to house the thousands of pilgrims which flocked to pray before the statue. Around 1734, the priest of Guarantingueta built a chapel on the hill of Coquerios, and public visits began soon after. The number of faithful increased year after year, until finally in 1834, construction on a larger church, today's old basilica, was begun. In a solemn ceremony in 1904, the statue of Our Lady of Aparecida was crowned, and in 1908, the church received the title of Minor Basilica. And so the story unfolds, and 20 years later, in 1928, the village that had grown around the church on the hill of the Coquerios became a municipality, until finally in 1929, the Virgin was proclaimed Queen of Brazil and its official patron saint by Pope Pius XI. But because of the popularity of the statue, another much larger shrine soon became necessary, and thus, in 1955, construction on this new basilica was begun. The architect designed the building in a form of a Greek cross. For its sheer size and grandeur, it took over 30 years to build. In 1980, still under construction, it was consecrated by Pope John Paul II. Marking the centenary of the coronation of Nossa Senhora Aparecida in 2004, the late Pope wrote,
"In the course of the moving history of the dark image of their queen and mother for whom they have such deep love, men and women of all milieus and cultures have proclaimed her sovereign. In this place, almost 3 centuries ago, the Virgin arranged a special meeting with the Brazilian people. The vast multitude of people who flock to the shrine of their queen and patroness are obeying a genuine spiritual impulse and carrying out a deeply Brazilian act by filling this city in the Paraíba Valley with prayers and above all with faith, a faith that is simple, but without any doubt one that is all that faith should be. The search for God, sometimes distorted or imperfect, but touchingly sincere, deeply rooted and capable of sacrifice. a search for God through Our Lady.
Today, the Shrine to Our Lady of Aparecida is the second largest place of worship in the Catholic world, second only to St. Peter's, Vatican City. Each year, more than 8 million people make pilgrimages to the shrine. But this year's fifth conference of the bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean will test the capacity of the little city that has grown up around this small statue of Our Lady. Organizers say they expect at least 600,000 people and perhaps even over 1 million to gather for the opening Mass with Pope Benedict XVI in what is the world's largest Marian shrine.